As Ukraine won support Tuesday from some Baltic nations and Poland in its quest to obtain Western fighter jets, there were no signs that larger nations like the U.S. and Britain have changed their stance or refusing to provide the warplanes to Kyiv after almost a year of battling Russia's invading forces. When asked Monday about the sending of U.S. F-16 fighters to Ukraine, U.S. President Joe Biden answered simply no. Tuesday morning asked the same question, Biden had revised his answer.
Have you spoken to Zelensky recently, and what are you going to tell him about his further request?
We're going to talk.
Following a meeting with his Ukrainian counterpart, Alexei Reznikov, in Paris Tuesday, French Defense Minister Sébastien Lecornu said France will send 12 additional Caesar howitzer cannons to Ukraine. When asked about supplying fire jets to Ukraine, Lecornu said there is no taboo against it. He added France and Ukraine have been discussing training Ukrainian pilots to fly French fighter jets, but no decision had yet been taken. Lecornu reiterated France's position when it came to supplying arms to Ukraine, saying it would not weaken France's own defense capacity, that it should be useful to help Ukraine in its conflict with Russia, and that the weapons should be used only by Ukraine to defend itself. Figures from the U.S. Labor Department Tuesday show pay and benefits for U.S. workers grew at a healthy but more gradual pace in the final 3 months of 2022. The third straight slowdown that could help reassure the Federal Reserve that wage gains won't fuel higher inflation, requiring them to raise interest rates yet again. Wages and benefits such as health insurance grew 1% in the October to December quarter compared with the previous 3 months. That marked a solid gain, though it was slower than the 1.2% increase in the July-September quarter. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's Middle East visit continued Tuesday, when he met in the West Bank city of Ramallah with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Blinken followed that meeting followed talks Monday between Blinken and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias has more.
After holding high-level talks in Egypt, Secretary Blinken traveled to Israel. Ahead of his visit to the West Bank on Tuesday, Blinken stressed the importance of normalization agreements between Israel and the Arab states, as well as the possibility of a two-state solution with the Palestinians.
That's crucial to moving toward our enduring goal of Palestinians and Israelis enjoying equal measures of freedom, security, opportunity, justice, and dignity.
Prime Minister Netanyahu left the door open for negotiations.
I also believe that expanding the circle of peace, working to close finally the file of the Arab-Israeli conflict, I think would also help us achieve a workable solution with our Palestinian neighbors.
Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Pope Francis has started a six-day visit to Congo and South Sudan, while he'll bring a message of peace to countries riven by poverty and conflict. We have this report for VOA from Nairobi.
Pope Francis arrived Tuesday in the DRC capital, Kinshasa, to begin a six-day visit to the Democratic Republic of the Congo and South Sudan. The Pope brings a message of peace and reconciliation to the two countries, which have struggled through years of conflict. The Pope will meet with the Congolese President Felix Tshisekedi, government officials, diplomats, civil society leaders, and victims of conflict from the East. On Wednesday, the 86-year-old will also hold a public prayer in Kinshasa. Pope Francis had planned to visit Goma in North Kivu province, but he canceled his visit because of the resurgence of conflict between the M23 rebel group and Congolese forces. Pope Francis is scheduled to be in Congo until Friday, when he heads to South Sudan. Mohamed Yusuf for VA News, Nairobi.
Human rights researchers say they've documented numerous cases in which Ukrainian forces fired banned anti-personnel mines at Russian military positions in the fierce battle for the eastern city of Izium last year. A report released Tuesday by Human Rights Watch, and including multiple detailed accounts by researchers, raises questions about Kyiv's credibility and intentions as NATO allies pour billions of dollars worth of aid and weapons into Ukraine as the Russian invasion nears the one-year mark. I'm VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell. My story and more can be found later on our website, voanews.com.
I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.